prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday, which means we'll be performing Science for Humans during the first hour, half hour with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're going to be talking about magnesium today and its deficiencies and what it does when you are deficient in it. It's a very, very important discussion. Then we're going to change it up. We're going to have Coach Wade Johnson join us. Coach Johnson just had another birthday. I'm not sure. I think he's 49 now, pretty close to 50. Maybe he's 50. I'm sorry if I don't recall. But anyway, he's still shattering records, still doing amazing things in the gym. We're going to catch up with him a little bit later in the show. Just want to remind everybody that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals. You can go to the Superhuman Radio website and find many banner ads for All American EFX products and check them out. Also, want to remind everybody that you can win the complete autographed Legacy of Iron collection authored by Brooks Kubik. This week's secret word, it's in there now, and you'll hear it during the commercial breaks. Listen for the secret word. Email it to onair@superhumanradio.com before 12 p.m. Eastern Time on September 18th, and you're entered to win the complete collection. It's over $150 worth of books, so it's definitely an exciting thing to get. And now, without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
Good, Carl. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, fantastic. And we're going to be talking about magnesium. And we can't talk enough about magnesium, can we?
No. You know, this is probably one of the more important mineral electrolytes that we need to make sure that our levels are good.
And most people are really quite deficient in this day and age, aren't they?
They are. You know, according to the FDA, less than 30% of adults consume even the recommended daily allowance. So most people are deficient in magnesium.
And if you're a hard training athlete and you're sweating a lot, you're losing some in your sweat as well. So what exactly is magnesium, Dr. Jeff?
So when I get done telling you, you probably aren't going to want to take it again. But it's a chemical element with the atomic number 12. And it's a silver-white metal, one of our alkaline earth series metals. And interestingly enough, it's very strong, although lightweight, and it's used in aerospace. It's in flashlight bulbs, and then it's one of the main things in pyrotechnics because it burns with a real brilliant flame. Huh. So that's kind of, you know, raw out of the ground. But on the other side, you know, it's one of the seven electrolytes, which I think is one of the probably more overlooked one, but it's one of probably the most important ones.
There's a lot of discussion that modern agriculture forgets about magnesium in the growing of certain crops that should be high in magnesium but aren't. Have you found that to be true?
Absolutely. You know, again, I mean, people are concerned about calcium, potassium, which are important. But, you know, as we'll find out, you know, magnesium is what is required in order for your body to absorb calcium. So, right. You know, again, very important and shouldn't be disregarded out there, you know, with the growing process.
So, like calcium, which, you know, there's lots of food sources that contain calcium. Don't we have a lot of food sources that contain magnesium?
We do, you know, and it shouldn't be difficult for people to get enough magnesium into their diets because of the food sources. Here's some of the top ones. Dark leafy greens. So, you know, if you're a spinach, kale type person, again, more people eat lettuce, you know, than they usually eat these dark leafy greens. Most all nuts and seeds, very good in magnesium. Fish. Beans and lentils, and then, you know, your whole grains, your brown rice, your buckwheat, your wild rice. My friend, the avocado.
Oh, I love avocado.
Yeah, very good. You know, I used to stay away from avocados years ago because I heard they had fat until I realized how important they were.
Yeah, but that's because you came up in that bodybuilding era where if you wanted to get ripped, you had to cut all your fat out of your diet. But we found out that that's not really true any longer.
Yeah, I'm so glad for technology. Yeah. Milk and cheese, so all your dairy products, bananas, and then things like figs, prunes, apricots. And then here's one that I think we're going to make a lot of people happy. I know my wife was happy to hear this. Dark chocolate.
Ah, okay. So of those foods, which are really the highest in magnesium, Dr. Jeff? Are there any favorites that if you're concerned about not getting enough magnesium, if you just add this food or that food in, you're going to be good?
You know, probably the highest are your nuts and your seeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is at the top. In 100 grams, you've got about 534 milligrams.
Wow.
Or 130% of the DV.
Right.
You know, dried figs have about 17% of the DV. Beans and lentils, 22%, and everything else is right around that 20-some percent. The lowest are milk and cheese, and then right up there toward the top is dark chocolate at 82%, or 327 milligrams per 100 grams.
Wow, that's just outstanding. So what do you think about the DV on magnesium? Do you really think it's a... I mean, that seems like a very small amount of magnesium to get day in and day out. If you are sweating, if you're training hard, you think the DV is on the mark? You think people need more?
No. You know, as we talked about before, you know, I don't know how they came up with the DV. God bless the guys that sat down and figured it out. But first of all, you know, the DV is incorrect because for calcium, it's 1,000 milligrams, but for magnesium, it's 400. You know, one of the ways that you can become deficient in magnesium is by having an improper calcium-magnesium balance. So you really need to take close to a 1-to-1. You know, if you take more calcium than magnesium, your body will have trouble absorbing that magnesium, but it also won't be able to absorb that calcium. So I think it needs to be up there at least at 1,000 milligrams.
Wow. So if you're supplementing with the recommended daily 400 milligrams a day, but then you're paying attention to dietary intake and you're probably getting another 400 or 500 milligrams a day in your diet, then you're probably okay with your calcium ratio too, right?
I think you will. You know, you can always go eat a 100 gram square of chocolate. I think, again, you know, most people, if they supplement, you know, and they don't have to take the full amount from a supplement because you are going to get it from your foods, you're going to be at that level. And as we discuss, you know, what magnesium is good for, again, it's kind of one of those minerals that we know about, but we don't talk a lot about. You know, most people, you know, listen to the TV ads and we're talking about calcium, but we don't say in the same breath. And magnesium is important because calcium without magnesium, you know, doesn't do anything.
So what are some of the signs of deficiency? Because this is really something we could talk the rest of the show about. We've got a lot of good things to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, you know, first of all, that's really the best way to find out if you're deficient in magnesium. Unfortunately, you know, doctors are doing blood tests or blood serum tests, but only 1% of our body's magnesium is found in the blood serum. So it's not a very accurate way. So what you got to do is learn to listen to your body. You know, I know people that know exactly when something's wrong with their car. They can just feel it. Well, we should be able to do the same with our body. So some of the deficiencies, when you have a muscle cramp, again, it's not necessary potassium. That's one of the main symptoms from a magnesium deficiency. Poor sleep, you know, insomnia, you know, falling asleep, waking back up, can't go into sleep, magnesium. Chronic pain.
Now, these are similar. Isn't it interesting that a lot of these are similar to what we talked about with calcium?
And they
we've even had side discussions about sodium. It really comes down to this. The electrolytes are so critical to make sure that you're getting enough of everything, because otherwise these symptoms seem to show up.
They do, you know, I mean, they are all in one. You know, we really need to look at all the electrolytes as one item because, you know, when you increase one thing, as we've been saying, you could cause the body to become deficient in others. So that's why some of these symptoms are the same types of things, like anxiety. You know, again, those are symptoms of a lot of different stuff. But again, you know, if you are deficient in magnesium, you know, again, that could be one of those things. Facial tics, you know, eye twitches or involuntary eye movements are also deficiencies of magnesium.
In very, very severe instances of magnesium deficiency, a person can develop something called subjective tremor. What subjective tremor is, a tremor that you can feel, but it cannot be observed from someone outside. So the doctor doesn't squeeze your hand and feel it shaking, but you feel this pulsating, undulating feeling throughout your hands, your body, wherever you have it. This has been linked to low magnesium levels over long periods of time. And the reality is that there's a lot of women that develop subjective tremor as they go through menopause. And their doctors want to put them on antidepressants immediately or anxiolytics because they just can't figure out what it is, and they want the woman to feel better. So they put them on these drugs that just dope them up, when reality is that sex hormones like testosterone, DHT, and estrogen, they modulate the pump effect of cells to let access and egress of these electrolytes in and out. And as a woman starts to go through menopause, she starts to have electrolyte imbalances as a result of menopause. The doctors haven't put this together yet. I put it together years ago. But when you have women who are going through menopause and they're suffering from anxiety, they can't sleep at night, all the things that Dr. Jeff just talked about, on top of that, they're starting to have this vibrating feeling in their body. Start taking extra magnesium right away. And watch, within days, it starts to stabilize.
And, you know, the doctors do know it, Carl. They just choose the lesser of two evils. I mean, you know, that again, that's one of the bad things about taking, you know, prescription drugs is there are a lot of side effects. You know, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the downfalls of things that increase magnesium deficiency. But one of the things I wanted to touch on that I didn't know about, that magnesium is a great painkiller. You know, we already know that it relieves insomnia, migraines, depressions, but it also can help with relieving backache, PMS, constipation, chronic fatigue, and kidney stones. So pretty important.
Why don't we go ahead and take our break now? When we come back, let's start talking about some of this other stuff, because there's some really exciting information that we're going to be revealing about magnesium. So stay tuned. This is Science for Humans. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals. setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini and myself. I'm Carl Lenore. We're talking about magnesium, something that is really quite overlooked in the American diet today. So let's talk about these some of this research out there that shows some of the damning effects of magnesium deficiency. Do you have any in particular that you want to chat about?
Well, you know, again, I wanted to establish that, you know, magnesium is important for, you know, strong bones, preventing arthritis, important for pregnancy. As we discussed, it's a great painkiller, high blood pressure. But what I wanted to talk about are the things that actually will deplete magnesium, because you may be getting enough magnesium in your diet, but one of these things we're going to talk about will actually deplete that magnesium, things that, you know, a lot of times we don't even think about. One of them is carbonated beverages. Mm-hmm. Most of those contain phosphates, and those phosphates will actually bind with the magnesium in the digestive tract, rendering that magnesium's availability. So if you drink a lot of diet sodas, you know, you will actually deplete your magnesium.
That's terrible. And so many people drink diet sodas and sugar-sweetened sodas with carbonation. So,
well, and sugar's the next one. You know, pastries, cakes, desserts, you know, anything with sugar, these things contain zero magnesium. And you got to keep in mind that they're really anti-nutrient, and they will put your body in a deficit. Your body requires vitamins and minerals to be able to consume and digest these things. So when you eat something that has no nutrients, it will actually require more magnesium than what you're actually getting out of it. So again, excess sugars and what have you. stress, which everybody has, whether it is, you know, just emotional stress or an injury or surgery. Science has showed us that, you know, stressful conditions require more magnesium use in the body. So again, keep that in mind. Coffees, teas, caffeinated drinks, these are all diuretics. Anything that, you know, causes your body to get rid of fluids, magnesium is one of those electrolytes that will be excreted. Here's a big one we were kind of talking about, you know, diuretics, heart medications, asthma, birth control pills, you know, estrogen replacement therapy. All of these drugs and research have been shown to reduce magnesium levels in the body. Yet, you know, our doctors don't tell us to take extra magnesium when they put us on these drugs. You know, Carl?
Yeah. You know what's really funny? Insulin. So people who are diabetic that have raging insulin levels, insulin affects the uptake by cells of many of the electrolytes, most notably magnesium. And there is a study that was done in Arizona on the Pima Indian. The Pima Indian are genetically predisposed to type 2 diabetes. They become insulin resistant very, very quickly when they eat the standard American diet. And so a group of scientists looked at the Pima Indian as a study group, since they almost like a lot of times you try to find an animal or a person who is predisposed to a disease and use them as a test, because then if you can correct it in them, the thought is that the general population would benefit from the information as well. So they took the Pima Indian and they did a bunch of research on them. They tried a bunch of things, and they tried magnesium supplementation. And when they started to supplement the Pima Indian with magnesium, guess what went away? Their insulin resistance.
Wow.
So there's a yin and a yang. Insulin affects magnesium uptake. If you are diabetic, you need more magnesium. When you take more magnesium and you get cellular levels of magnesium upregulated, guess what goes away? Your type 2 diabetes. Nobody talks about this in the medical community.
No, you know, and I think that's one of the things that's a little irritating is, you know, again, that's what the medical community should know. And I think sometimes they know, but they're so interested in band-aiding the situation where they know of all these side effects and simple things like taking magnesium. You know, let's try that first. Have you ever gone to a doctor and, you know, they look and see that your blood sugar is high? You know, what's the first thing they do? They want to put you on medication. How about, you know, saying, let's try some magnesium for a week and see what happens?
Yeah, and a variety of things. You know, there's so many things that would benefit the type 2 diabetic that have no negative side effects like these pharmaceutical drugs. But you're right. And it's sad because most people want to fix the problem, not mask the problem. And taking pharmaceutical drugs to treat diabetes is like sticking your fingers in your ears to fix that loud noise coming from your engine. It doesn't fix it because you can't hear it. It's still there. And that's all these pharmaceutical drugs do. They just mask the symptoms. You still have the disease.
Carl, let me ask you, do you think that's just kind of the easy way out, just prescribing the next greatest drug instead of actually doing some research? Like, remember Marcus Welby, MD?
Yeah, remember him? Yeah, right. If Marcus Welby, MD was alive today, he would be spending all of his time in court with malpractice suits. Because, no, you know what it is? The AMA, at the hands of the pharmaceutical industry, they are driving what is known as the standard of care. And anytime a doctor steps out of performing the standard of care, that means that they are taking a risk. They are actually risking their license, quite frankly. And so they don't want to. These doctors don't want to do anything outside of the norm because, they're afraid. They're afraid that if they do anything outside the norm, they're going to end up with a lawsuit on their hands. So instead of trying to do anything unique, instead of trying to treat a patient the way you're pointing out, Dr. Jeff, by giving them some sort of natural alternative, they have no choice but to toe the line and do what is considered the standard of care today. You know, quite frankly, I think that doctors are caught in the middle. The pharmaceutical agenda is on one side of the table, and then you have the patient is on the other side of the table. And between the patient and the pharmaceutical companies that are having a tug of war for the patient's money, the doctor is quite frankly stuck in the middle. And I don't think that the doctors really have much of a choice any longer. And it's very unfortunate because none of them became doctors to play this kind of a game with pharmaceuticals. I think Dr. Jeff has lost his connection. We're trying to get him reconnected, but the let's see here. But I think we've covered all that we can in the magnesium discussion here. We'll give it one more try and see if we can connect to him, because we're coming into the break anyway, and we are going to be taking our break and coming back with Coach Wade Johnson to talk about living in the Ogre compound, which is his training facility there in Tennessee. Yeah, it looks like we've lost Dr. Jeff. I think that he's probably said all the things he needed to say anyway. Let's try one more time. We have a minute here before we have to go to break. The magic of live radio. Last show we had technical difficulties, but these aren't on my side this time. So it looks like we lost an internet connection between Billings and us. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take our commercial break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Coach Wade Johnson. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. AnabolicMinds.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Well, a little late, but it was his birthday. Coach Wade Johnson is joining us. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm great. Good to be with you, Carl.
So you turned the big 5-0 on the 25th of last month, huh?
I'm afraid so.
So do you feel different?
No, not any different than I did for the past couple of years.
That's funny. It's you know what? When I turned 50, I was really at my peak. I felt like I was so fit. I was so strong. Everything was just humming along. It's been the last couple of years. It's wait, you'll see what I'm saying. When you get to like Brooks Kubik said, the 5 years between 50 and 55 are the biggest in the body changing for a guy like us, you know, athletes, you know, people who train hard.
Right. Isn't today Brooks's birthday?
Yes, it is. That's right.
I want to say so. I meant to message him earlier.
Yes, you're right. Happy birthday.
It was either today or it was yesterday.
You're right.
I know it's right around there.
I was trying to have him on the air for a couple minutes today, but he couldn't do it to wish him a happy birthday. You're right. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Brooks. But, yeah, he said
and
that.
Everybody's got to join me. You know, Brooks is training may not be your cup of tea, but and I don't care how old that guy is, but that guy's a strong son of a bitch. I don't care who you are. That guy is nuts.
Yeah, no,
he's nuts.
He's great. He told me. He said he said from 50 to 55, that's when you start noticing your body changing. So let's see.
I've got that to look forward to.
Yeah, right. Damn it. So did you have a good birthday party?
Yeah, my son and Melissa kind of put together a celebration, so to speak, and I had nothing to do with it. They coordinated the food, and some very close friends of mine, you know, that we consider family. We had it at their house, and there was about 50 people that could make it, and you know, some people traveled from out of town, which, I mean, you know, a 50th birthday, you know, I understand the milestone, but you know, you have enough of these and you're just like, you know, let's have a couple of drinks and let's call this a day. And you know, so it was really nice, and you know, I was touched and honored that, you know, people felt it an important enough event that, you know, they would even travel from out of town and come hang out for an evening. So it was low key, but you know, we had a good time and good food and, you know, a few drinks and stories and stuff like that. So it was a good time, and you know, thanks to my son Wesley, you know, and to my significant other Melissa for pulling that off, and the Wainick family for hosting it.
So did you train on your birthday?
I was in the gym. I had a little, I was under the weather, so I went down and, I did a little bit of squatting and that was about it. But I, you know, I had a gym full of people that morning and a gym full of people that night. So we didn't celebrate the, we didn't have the get together until the following Saturday. And I was at a meet, handling one of my lifters, from out of town. One of the online Team Ogre people, was lifting at a meet, fortunately for me, in Nashville. So I was at the meet. We trained early that morning. We had house guests that came in, from out of town to not only go to the meet and support, they all live in the same town, Evansville, Indiana, but they wanted to, train with Melissa. So we trained that morning, went to the meet, and then, came back for the, I was late to my party by about an hour and a half. yeah, but it's, you know, that's, you know, she was my responsibility and she, was qualifying for USAPL Raw Nationals and qualified easily. And, you know, so that, you know, that was important. And, so trained lightly the day of my birthday and kind of recuperated the next couple of days from being just a little under the weather and then back at it. But so, my birthday day was a typical day of business.
So what's been going on with you? You've been competing. I know you've done some Olympic lift, meets and so on. What's happened since the last time we've talked?
Let's see. When I was on with Rob, I don't know exactly the timetable. We competed in Dallas, both Melissa and I, in the Nashville Weightlifting Club Masters team competed at the World Cup, which is an international weightlifting federation meet. Toughest judging for a strength event I've ever seen. Bar none. Over powerlifting, over bodybuilding, over strongman, it was the tightest, toughest judging I've ever seen. And so, you know, I felt really good about being able to compete and to do well. You know, both Melissa and I made the podium for that event. Oh, that was the first part of August. Melissa is going to compete next weekend in Charlotte at an Olympic lifting meet. And I have a client that is lifting at that same meet. Everything right now is about getting everybody, you know, ready for upcoming meets.
Right.
This past weekend, we had three of our home lifters, competed in a Southern Powerlifting Federation meet in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So again, it was fortunate for us that it was close to home because the last 3 months, we basically have been on the road somewhere, for some sort of strength event. Just about every weekend. But, we had, Chris Fry, who's one of my guys that's been around for 5 or 6 years, typically lifts 165, made the weight cut to 148, and hit PRs across the board, had a good day. Fabio Mosier, who is actually from Switzerland, who will be moving back at the end of next month, and he's going to continue with us online, and I think I'm going to be coaching his father as well, which is really exciting.
Wow.
In his dad, Fabio got married recently in the past 6 months, and his father, and stepmother made the trip over and we got to spend a couple of days with him. He got to train in the gym with us, you know, so he's been keeping up with us on Facebook. And so it'll be, you know, it's a challenge, you know, to do it online, but, we've done it before when Fabio's had to be over there for work and, so I'm going to be taking Fabio to the Team Ogre online as well as his dad. So that's pretty exciting. And then a big deal at this meet, Annie Talent, who is Chris's significant other, she moved into town. It's been in the last 6 or 7 months. Actually, Chris and Annie live about 3 doors down from me at the Ogre compound.
Mm-hmm.
I judged Annie in her first meet in July of last year, and that's where that's where all of us met. And in that time, Annie has she was lifting at that meet at 114. Annie totaled back in December, totaled elite at 114, and then this past weekend totaled elite at 123.
Wow.
So you know, a really, really, you know, great thing where, you know, just kind of basically starting really hunkered down, has worked really, really hard, and now has 2 elite totals in, you know, in 2 different weight classes. So it was a big weekend for our group. and that's what gets us current.
That's pretty cool. I mean, so you really have you attracted all of these great athletes, or have you built all of these great athletes? I know that's hard for you to talk about, maybe, because you have to kind of, you got to be careful, like, not to take, I mean, these people all have great talent, but it seems like the Ogre Compound has just attracted some really talented people. Or is it that you're bringing it out in people who had the talent and needed the nurturing?
Well, I think, you know, that's probably an individual thing. Like with Annie, you know, and I've told Annie this directly, you know, that when I first judged her, if you would have told me that, you know, the following year that she will be elite in two weight classes, I'd been like, well, that's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
But after the meet, she was living in Charlotte at the time. And so she and Chris had met, and they cultivated a relationship, and then it was a long-distance relationship, not unlike Melissa and I. And, you know, it came to pass that they, you know, wanted to make it a little more serious of a situation, so she packed up and moved. But in that time, the whole time that she was in Charlotte, I was coaching her online, and then when she would come to town, she would train with us. And in the time that she has been in Mount Juliet, just a few doors down, you know, she's been really, really training hard. So it's one of those things where with Annie had some great, great natural talent. And to her credit, something I can't take the credit for is wanting to do it. I mean, this is something that you can't go, well, I'm going to train a couple times a week and just see what happens and become an elite powerlifter. It just does not happen. And just to give you, you know, to drive that home, this is not someone that's lifting in powerlifting gear. She's doing this raw with knee wraps, and that's it. You know, so there's no supportive gear involved save the belt, wrist wraps, and knee wraps. And to go from, you know, just being, you know, a new lifter in just over a year's time to hitting elite in two weight classes is really a testament not only to her talent, but how hard that she's working. The credit that I can take from it is just helping reveal to her what her real ability is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's a situation where it's cultivated. And like Jennifer, that's someone that where she was training at the time, who was also living in Charlotte a few years ago, but is originally from Mount Juliet. That's a situation where her coach, where she was in North Carolina, when she was moving, you know, said, you know, contact this guy. He will be the guy that will help you.
Right.
And actually she and Wes trained together. And so, you know, and Jennifer, she doesn't want me to say anything, but Jennifer just hit some ridiculous squats this morning.
Didn't you put a video up of Jennifer pulling 390 the other day? Was that
yes. Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah.
So she will be competing at some point later this year. And I'm not exactly sure where she's going. All right, at this point, I'll let her, you know, she's very, probably close to the vest, I would say, about her lifting. And
but what did she squat? So, you were just about to say that she squatted something good this
week. Well, she squatted a ridiculous weight. I'm going to let her post about it and that sort of thing. But it is ridiculous, you know. So
she's not a big girl. I mean, you know, she's
no. Yeah, Jennifer, it was a few months ago that she dieted down. She typically lifts 123. She dieted down to 114.
Right.
And hit second all time at 114.
Wow.
And, you know, a couple things go her way. You know, she's probably, you know, got number one in that class, but look for some big things to come from her in the not so distant future. You know, but that's somebody that, you know, Jennifer came to me already an elite powerlifter. And, you know, so that's something where you just continue to work. It's the same thing with Wes. You know, they kind of do some things differently. They're following some different training protocols, you know, but I'm all, you know, I'm in the gym with them and, you know, we're queuing and reviewing video, you know, so it's one of those things. It's hard for me when you run the gym and you coach somebody and they decide to go a different route because, you know, it fits more, you know, what they want to do or what they like or what suits them.
Yeah, but you can still support, and as you do, you still support.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that I will admit that it's a struggle, you know, personally, because it's, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I got you to this point. What was wrong with what we were doing? But if it, you know, if it's something that doesn't suit your personality, or you want to go a different direction, you know, then so be it. I mean, that's something you
hey,
have
Wade,
to choose.
Hey, Wade, let's grab a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk more about what's going on at the Ogre Compound. We're talking to Coach Wade Johnson. Don't forget to listen for the secret word and enter to win a complete collection of Legacy of Iron autographed books from Brooks Cubic worth over $150. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. We're going to plug his websites real quick, and then we're going to talk about an important topic that I'm excited to get to now, and that is working with really young kids and building a base of strength and physical culture. But first, let's. What are your websites? How can people reach you, Coach Johnson?
You can reach me at Facebook. I have a personal page. We have a gym page, the Ogre Compound. And the easiest way is to email me at supersquat800@yahoo.com. And then if you have, you know, training questions or you want to inquire about the online services or about the gym, you can reach me at teamogre@outlook.com.
So another interesting thing about the Ogre Compound is not just the bumper crop of really strong women and guys that train there with a level of dedication, but Coach Johnson also works with some young kids, kids that you typically would not expect to see in a gym building a foundation of strength and conditioning, but their parents have the insight and the open-mindedness to want their children to learn these lessons early in life, and they come to Coach Johnson to work with them. So talk about some of the young kids that you work with.
I'll give you a classic example. Grant Brace was someone that came to me. Grant is currently 15, and you've heard me talk about him before. He recently and his family moved to East Tennessee, where he is playing football and will be wrestling at Alcoa High School. And while we hate to see him go, Grant is one of the kids that has grown up in the gym with us. He started coming to me when he was 10 years old, and his sport was primarily wrestling. He'd been in nationals at all sorts of different age brackets. He's been wrestling since he was 4 or 5 years old. And me stating, you know, when he started, will kind of tie in to what you want to talk about. So it was one of those things where he had an athletic base, but his father wanted him to be quicker and stronger, and we spent our time working with him on that, making sure he had good form, and being prudent, being careful. Making a long story short, Grant went on to compete in powerlifting, but at 15 years old and a light 220. Deadlifted 505 in the gym.
Wow.
Again, you're not going to deadlift 505 pounds without having a very good base and a lot of training, you know, because bad form at 15 years old is not going to produce at a kid that just is over 200 pounds a 505 pound deadlift,
right,
and a over 450 pound squat, and the kid's pushing close to 300 pounds, you know, in the bench press as well. Not touch and go, not the football. I'm bouncing it off my chest and my ass is off the bench. This is a legit paused bench. And again,
right,
he's competed in powerlifting in the sanctioned meet as well. So the current list of kids that we have at that age, I have two guys that are wrestling that just turned, I want to say they turned 13. It's hard to keep up. And one of them has a sister who is 10, turns 11 later this month. And then I have a 7-year-old that trains with us as well.
So what's unique about working with these kids? Are these when these kids come into the gym, do you treat them differently, or do you expect them to be like everybody else in the gym?
Well, that's kind of a twofold answer. They are expected to act like the other lifters in the gym, you know, where they have to pay attention, and it's a little different, you know, when you have 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, especially when they know and wrestle against each other, you're constantly going, guys, you know, but you want that kind of energy, you know, you want something that you want clay to work with to mold, you want to have something to cultivate, you know, as opposed to kids just standing there emotionless, you know, and not enjoying themselves. So, but some of the things, no, we have them do the compound movements. We're just very focused on the primary focus is form. And not just killing them, you know, with like, how strong can we make them, you know. This will be great for the gym if we have, you know, a 12-year-old kid that can, you know, deadlift over 200 pounds. We let the form, you know, be the primary focus, and the weight will come. It always happens. Grant is the typical story. Both of the kids that have just turned 13, both of them, have deadlifted in the mid 200s on a trap bar. But with good form. As soon as the form starts breaking down, we coach them through it, we lighten the weight, and, you know, and work on that. I have both of them just recently did 6 reps in the close grip decline with 125 pounds. It's not 1 rep, it's 6 reps.
Right.
You know, so, but we do a lot of ballistic training, using slam balls, they're using, you know, holding big medicine balls to front squat with. So we're doing things that are going to make them more athletic because both of them are wrestlers. Then the other, one of the kids, he runs, like a lot of times he'll come to training right after he's done his cross country training.
Wow.
You know, which is insanity.
Right.
So he goes, yeah, he'll go, do I need to warm up? And I go, warm, you know, if we're doing upper body, I'll have him warm his, you know, his shoulders up a little bit. But I mean, he comes right in and gets right after it. And, the 10-year-old is a female. She's a soccer player. So she's very, very, very quiet. Doesn't have much to say, but, she told us that apparently the coach, because she plays co-ed soccer at 10 years old, that she was being really, really too aggressive.
So,
which I like, which I'm, you know, I'm all for.
Yeah.
And, once they're athletes, it's one of those things they understand the concept, especially wrestlers. Wrestling is such a great sport. I think everybody should wrestle, male, female, it doesn't matter. If you're an athlete, doing a season of wrestling, you know, is a life changer.
Do you think that aside from the intrinsic value of strength and conditioning work that transfers over to their chosen sport, do you think that there is some other value within the strength and conditioning teachings? That makes them mature better or changes who they are?
Yes. And again, Grant is a great example of that. And then I've got a pair of twins, fraternal twins, that the girl Jessica who I've mentioned before is 17 now. She's a senior. It's one of those things that once she got over, and she's not an athlete, and she will tell you she has never done anything athletically, but has become a competitive power lifter and has deadlifted over 300 pounds. And again, that's not something, you know, a 300 plus pound pull for a female is a big pull.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what she is very, very involved in FFA, Future Farmers of America, and super, super smart, super, super bright, you know, is doing college courses in high school, you know, that type of student that, you know, she's 17 years old and probably the smartest person in the gym, you know, that kind of intelligence.
Right.
And, so she's, you know, gets interviewed because she is part of, she's president of something in this, and I forgive me for not knowing the details, but she holds an officer's position like regionally and statewide. And, you know, so again, we're talking about a kid that is super smart, super busy, you know, is a great, great student. And for her, the strength training, because she wants to do well and there's other women in the gym, it has become an empowering thing. Because when she gets interviewed for these positions and, you know, they start asking, you know, what do you do outside of this? And they find out that she's a power lifter, you know, they're full of questions. That is not something that you expect, you know, when you're interviewing
right.
one of these kids.
Right.
And so for her, it is giving her a huge sense of empowerment. But I think the bigger issue, too, is confidence, you know, across the board with, you know, school, with how she, you know, it's got to be the toughest thing in the world in this day and age to be a teenage girl.
Yeah.
You know, is how do I look?
But imagine being a teenage girl that has a 300 pounds deadlift.
Well, and, you know, that all of a sudden now you're something that is unique.
Right. Right.
And so, like I said, I think it's been a huge sense, you know, of empowerment.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and that transfers, you know, because I've told her, if you can do something that you were not made to do, something that you never set out to do, you know, it's one of those things that if you can do this, it makes you, on the things that you truly want to do with your life, like what she's doing and going to school for, it makes you unstoppable.
Yeah.
Because if you can overcome not being an athlete to becoming a competitive powerlifter, and you're a teenage kid that has a 300-plus pound deadlift, what's going to stop you?
Yeah, right, from something that you really love and you're inspired to do from the beginning. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to ask you some questions about, so if someone doesn't live close by and they want to start their young child off in strength and conditioning, you know, how do they select a good coach? Let's talk about that when we come back. And we also have a question from a listener that was just sent in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To take tennis lessons, you don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court, so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So we're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. We're talking about training young kids. I mean, kids that are under 15 years old, getting them involved in physical culture. I don't think there's any greater gift you can give your child than the noble pursuit of greater strength, because it transfers to everything else in their lives, from the way other people perceive them in business situations and in social situations, to the confidence that allows them to get things done in their life. And, I mean, there's nothing like pitting yourself against a weight and overcoming the restrictions of being able to move that weight the way you want to empower a person. I mean, there's no greater example of true fortitude and strength. So with that being the case, if a parent is going, you know, my son, my daughter is playing soccer, they're wrestling, I think I would like to find somebody to work with them, to give them a good foundation of strength and conditioning. You can't just show up at a gym, right, and get it. I mean, how do you find somebody for that purpose?
That's a really good question. It's one of those things where this is where the parent has to really be involved. This isn't a situation where, as parents, where some of the kids' activities, you kind of pull up, you drop them off, and you go take off for an hour, hour and a half, and go do whatever you got to do, and you come back and pick them up. This is something where the parent's going to have to invest some time, you know, getting to learn the coach. What I would always tell somebody is find out who the strong people are, you know, in your local town, whatever the case may be, and ask questions. And it's going to come out, you know, who's the guy that can, you know, that can coach my kid, you know, who's the guy that works with athletes and that sort of thing. Because it's not just strength athletes that I've worked with. I've worked with fighters. There's baseline fitness. Or like in this case, you know, I have wrestlers, a kid that runs cross country, and a soccer player. And then I've got one kid that, you know, he's, again, at seven, you know, he's just kind of finding his way at this point. So it's one of those things where the parent is going to have to invest some time to, you know, and find someone that, well, the criteria that I would look for is, you know, has he worked with kids before? He or she worked with kids before. And, you know, what is the focus? You know, where you don't want someone that's just going to be reckless, so to speak, and have kids, you know, lifting heavy out of the chute, you know, making form a premium. And more than that, you know, this is just something that is important to me. Coaches, you know, you want them to be mentoring these kids too, especially when they're at that age, when everything is so developmental. And so, you know, you're looking for something of that nature.
Yeah, you're looking for somebody that you would respect. Like, that's another,
well, because
the kid is going to start modeling. They're going to be impressed with the coach,
right?
And they're going to start modeling the coach. And if the coach is like, you know, a lughead, he's all, you know, don't get me wrong about it, you know, screaming and all. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want that.
Well, there's a post that I've seen more than one time on Facebook, and this is a classic example about how important this is. If your kid is uncoachable, he will be unemployable as an adult.
Wow.
And so it's one of those things where, you know, again, sports doesn't build character. It's going to reveal it. And so it's up to the, and that's why I think coaches, the coach's job is so important. And it's not just to coach them in the sport, you know, that they're pursuing. It's our job as coaches to help develop these kids into great people. You know, and so I think, you know, there seems to be in every town that there is the local guy that everybody looks to when it comes to strength. And so check there. And if this guy is worth anything, if he doesn't work with kids, he's probably going to know somebody that's really good. Start there.
Right.
You know, and then if, you know, someone like me, contact me online, you know, and I'm happy, you know, to look at video, to do, you know, to discuss. If you're within a reasonable driving distance, I'll come to you.
Right.
And so there's people out there. But you're gonna have to get online and search, and then you're gonna have to invest some time, you know, digging around and finding someone that is going to not only work with your child but invest in your child.
What about is there an age that you won't even work with?
Well, that hasn't come up. Seven is by far the youngest, but you know, the big thing with Mike at seven is, you know, you don't want to just overwhelm him, and you're looking at just making him active and teaching him form and finding a way to make it enjoyable. And, you know, so I would say, you know, even at 5 years old, let me give you an example. And I think we've talked about this before. We have no qualms, you know, at four and 5 years old, putting our kids on a wrestling mat, putting them in a baseball uniform, you know, putting them in a football helmet, in karate, you know, and those types of things. And the trauma that I see, you know, I've seen more kids with broken arms, you know, from either wrestling, football, baseball, you know, and the like, you know, than I've ever seen hurt with just learning some basic weightlifting.
Right.
And you'll see, you know, you see all the time, where they've got these little kids that are using super, super lightweight, but they're learning the technique of weightlifting, of Olympic weightlifting. And so it's one of those things where, I don't think, you know, I would think at 5 years old, you can have somebody, you know, just learning how to squat, holding just a ball.
Right.
You know, and doing something physical. And teaching them the value of training and working out and just being physically fit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's a really great. I mean, this notion, like you said, this notion that people will put their kids in these other sports at these very young ages. It seems to me that that's an easy age to also start teaching them some of these movements without weights, perhaps, as you point out, or with a ball or something like that. I mean, perfect sense.
There's a federation out there of NASA, NASA, Natural Athlete Strength Association, and Rich Peters is the president of that federation, and he has a youth program. And based on age, now, you know, I may not be 100% accurate, but he, at a certain age, they're not allowed to lift more than 1.5 times their body weight. And so, but it gives them the opportunity to be in a structured environment, you know, get powerlifting experience, you know, even at a very, very young age. I don't know what the cutoff is, but we've had young kids lift in the SPF, you know, when I've been judging meets as well. So there's youth programs out there, and it's great. It's great to get your kids involved in sports right away, but a lot of times people are kind of hesitant because, well, weightlifting will stunt their growth.
Yeah,
you know, what about their growth plates? Well, what happens to, you know, again, I've seen more broken arms from football and wrestling than, you know, I've never seen an injury, you know, in my gym, you know, with a young kid, because everything is about form. Everything is about movement and being athletic. The time for weights will come. It's what we did with Grant. And, you know, and Grant turned into a phenom. You know, this is a kid that, you know, at 220 pounds, you know, is approaching a 500-pound squat. And, again, this is without supportive gear, you know, and over 500-pound deadlift. I mean, that's enormous.
That's impressive. That's, you know, just imagine how heady that is to be a young kid with that kind of strength that's only attributed to, you know, adults, and to be that strong, it's going to put him at the top of his peer, levels, because people, the other guys and the girls are all going to look up to him. It's what a great gift to give a child. I mean, I just can't get over it. We have to take a break. When we come back, we have a question from Clay Tisdale. He's listening live. He's got a question for Coach Wade Johnson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson today. We have a question from a listener. Clay Tisdale says, ask Wade what supplements he takes for his joints. He's been lifting heavy for years, so that has to be taxing on his joints as he gets older. Also, what other supplements does he feel help him with his strength? You take anything for your joints?
I do. Actually, it's a pretty healthy battery of things that both Melissa and I take. A lot of it is herbal stuff to kind of combat, you know, just the inflammation from, you know, the day-to-day training, because we're, you know, we train multiple sports and it's not just powerlifting. So, let me see if I'll do this off the top of my head. The herbal stuff is, actually one of them was a suggestion from Rob Regish, is the Sissus.
Yeah,
that, and that's been great. That's been great for me, great for Melissa, and great for some of my other clients. Then the, some of this I'm not going to pronounce very well, the hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, hyaluronic acid.
We do that.
Yeah.
You know, the typical, there's a gel cap that I use that has a glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM. There's some boron in it. And I think it's called burdock root powder. I have not read about the root powder, you know, but I've heard enough about glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. And then vitamin C. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people associate vitamin C with their immune system, but it's a huge thing for the connective tissue.
Yeah, collagen.
And vitamin C will simply heal. It heals at the cellular level, and so it's a huge important supplement.
How much vitamin C a day do you take?
If I do it right, probably about 4 to 5 grams a day.
Yeah.
So I have not only in my joint supplements, I keep a powder that I put in my drink. As a matter of fact, while we were at the break, one of the commercials was the Carbolin commercial, which I'm telling you, if you train, it's a product that you got to try.
Yeah.
I swear by it. Both Melissa and I use it, and I've got clients that use it. I absolutely love it. But I have a drink. There's a recovery drink that I use that has glutamine and branched chain amino acids, and I always throw a gram of vitamin C powder in that. And then tonight we do Olympic lifting training, and I've got my scoop of Carbolin and another 1,000 milligram scoop of vitamin C powder. Vitamin C is just such a huge, if you're a competitive athlete, if you're training, you know, it's just something that I would strongly urge you to take.
Right.
We use bromelain, boswellia, the high tart cherry, and white willow bark.
Yeah, you're the one who told me about white willow bark years ago, and that stuff's magic.
You know, and again, these are herbal stuff is just, you know, we use curcumin and turmeric. You know, those things, they're in the, you know well yourself, you know, there's a multitude of benefits to a lot of these herbal supplements.
Yeah.
And we eat, you know, it's like a turmeric I put in rice and stuff like that. So those are the basic supplements that I use for joint care. If I had to suggest, my favorite supplement for recovery is glutamine.
Yeah.
And I use a product from Beverly International. I've used it for years. And Wes loves it. Melissa uses it. A bunch of us use it. It's probably my best-selling product other than, you know, basically protein supplements. But I do a scoop of that at least once a day. And like today, twice a day, I do a scoop of the Glutamine Select. I have a powder that I use that and add extra branched chain amino acids to it and vitamin C. And that's the cocktail I use. Yeah, to aid in recovery. So, from there, I don't really do a lot of protein supplements anymore. I try to eat, you know, as much as I possibly can. I used protein for years and years in the amino acid tablets and liver tablets, but, you know, I'm at the point where I just don't feel like I'd rather eat, you know, so I try to be more smart with what I eat versus taking a protein supplement.
Yeah, I've pretty much switched to food, exclusively foods at this point in time, because I'm training hard and I'm trying to tease overtraining right now, kind of just taunt it a little bit, get close to it, but then back off a little bit. And I find that eating whole food, like I'll eat a pound and a half of chicken alone today and probably about a half a pound of pork. I have half a dozen eggs and a cup of cottage cheese and oatmeal in the morning for breakfast. So I'm getting about 250 to 300 grams of protein a day. And then I'm sticking to yams. I mean, I eat yams all day long as my carb source at this point in time, other than oatmeal.
We got the sweet potatoes. Melissa's a big fan of those. I have come around. I will eat them. I'm not near as fond as she is, but we'll get the little red potatoes, and we go to, there's a store that's a, it's not Whole Foods, but it's something of that nature. Anyway, because sometimes you can't always get them at the farmer's market. It's a little purple potato, and yeah, we'll get those as well.
Yeah, Elisa buys those in a bag. They're organic. They're really good. Yeah,
yeah, they have a mix
purple,
of them.
And, like the color of a grape. They're purple,
yeah,
not red.
And even the meat, the meat of the potato is purple.
Yes.
So, and we eat a lot of different greens, spinach, is it kelp? Is that the one that?
Yeah, seaweed.
I don't know. There's five or six of them that's a mix, but we eat a lot of the organic baby spinach.
Do you train every day, Wade? Do you train every day?
What I'm doing right now is powerlifting. I'm going to continue being a powerlifter and train powerlifting on it, because, you know, it's like every time someone goes, you know, you haven't competed in powerlifting like this past weekend, when are we going to see you compete again? And I was like, dude, I've competed four times in the last 8 months. You know, they don't understand the concept of, you know, why would I do Olympic lifting and not, you know, powerlift? I'm training, you know, the injuries, all that kind of stuff has caught up with me.
Yeah.
And I'm just not able, you know, I can still clean and jerk, but bench pressing is just excruciating. And probably what it's going to come down to is where I go, okay, I'm at the point where I need to have this looked at. But right, it hasn't slowed my Olympic. It has slowed my Olympic lifting down, but I'm still able to be competitive,
right,
I should say. You know, so it's just one of those things where, you know at some point it's going to come to critical mass. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the powerlifting to condition myself to continue to hopefully do better, not only at Olympic lifting, but we talked about this before, and we talked about it off the air before we came on, is Strongman Nationals, Masters Nationals, is in your town next year. And so it would be a lot of fun for me, you know, after having a great powerlifting career and this season for Olympic lifting, for me, it was way beyond anything that I had anticipated. So, you know, again, like I said before, I started the Olympic lifting at the national level. It'd be quite a feather in my cap at 50, you know, to be able to just, if I could just qualify for Masters Nationals and then go and compete, you know, and if I made top 10, you know, but, again, at 50, when you have a lot of guys who are no longer competing, you know, your coach that is pushing you, even online, it was one of the comments that I got from a current client. You know, the thing that I like about this guy is not, you know, I love his results with everybody, but, you know, he's still in the gym trying to knock it out. So,
right.
You know, and I've said this many times, I want to be as strong as I can for as long as I can. And, you know, That's kind of the direction
so,
I'm going.
So are you training with powerlifting daily now? Do you train powerlifting every day?
What I am doing, Mondays I still bench and do some upper body work, but I also do Olympic lifting. And then Tuesday I squat. And Wednesday, this morning, I had a gym full of people, so I didn't do any auxiliary work, but I will do Olympic lifting tonight. And then I do some press work on Thursday, and again, I'll do some light drills for Olympic lifting. Friday, I do light pulling, you know, so I continue deadlifting. I'm doing a lot of pulling from the blocks for reps, just to keep me in shape for deadlifting. And then Olympic lifting is Friday night. Now, what we're doing is we're alternating, Melissa and I are alternating, going to the Olympic gym on Friday night 1 week, and then the next week we will do it on Saturday. Our schedules are just so full. We're just trying to find, you know, some us time, you know.
Right.
And you guys that are, all you lifters that are athletes, you know, Melissa and I share this passion. We're very invested, not only in the Ochre compound, but in Nashville weightlifting. I am committed financially. You know, I've bought plates, I've built stuff, I've got equipment there. Osmond is currently moving the location to a much, much bigger site. And, I've been over there working on light fixtures and commodes and cleaning and stuff like that. So even though it's something that Melissa and I are very, very passionate about and we share it and I coach her and I assist Osmond with her, you got to go out and, you know, have that nice glass of wine and a nice meal, and, you know, you got to have some time to recharge as
right.
well.
Right.
And that's something that she and I have not done over the past couple of years nearly enough. So we're trying to, you know, make sure we do that. Melissa's been here now for almost a year and a half, and I think we've had dinner downtown in that time twice, and we both work downtown.
Right.
You know, so it's one of those things where it's like, all right, this Friday night she has a meet next weekend, so we will definitely be at the Olympic gym. But going forward, you know, every other week we're going to, you know, either try to meet or meet with friends, you know, and make sure we're doing some fun things.
Yeah, but no, I agree.
To answer your question, on the nights that we go to Olympic lifting, then Saturday morning we will train. And then she and I both, this past weekend, now it's very light. When we do the Olympic drilling over the weekend, it's 50, 60, I think I went up to 70% for one lift.
Right.
You know, and when it showed up for both of us, when we trained Monday, you know, doing that drill work is something that is really crucial. But it comes with a price. There's wear and tear. So, you know, I'm in the gym every day either with clients or with Melissa or my training. So, you know, yeah, at 50, I'm pretty much in the gym 6 to 7 days a week, every week.
I'm training every other day right now, and I'm doing cardio every day. And I'm doing a, you know, one-on, one-off, and it's working for me. But I'm starting to feel like I'm getting ready to start dreading it, so I'm thinking I'm going to switch up maybe and do a one day on, 2 day off for a week or two and just kind of deload a little bit.
Right.
Because I've been really pushing myself and I feel great. I mean, I feel good and the weights are moving like they're supposed to, but all of a sudden I don't want to push myself to the point where I injure myself again. That's what I'm trying to navigate around, because usually when I start getting like this, I go a little too far one day, and boom, something pops, or something snaps, or something tears.
Right. Well, both of us are tired. We've had, it was really busy when Melissa was in Cincinnati, and I was, you know, here. But since she got here, she competed in Olympic lifting June of last year, then late October, early November was American Masters. And then she competed in a powerlifting meet in December. And then I competed in an Olympic lifting meet there in Louisville to qualify for nationals.
Right.
We did nationals in April. She did another meet right after that. What was the meet that our gym, Olympic gym ran. And then we both competed at Pan Am's. And then we both, you know, 8 weeks later, we competed at the World Cup. And she's going to compete again next weekend. So we're both, you know, right there at the point where it's like, all right, we've got to pull the plug on some of this. In the midst of, between Pan Am's back in June and World Cup in August, we were gone every weekend, either at an Olympic meet, running a seminar, or at a powerlifting meet. So, and we've been in, we were in California, we've been in Kentucky, we've been in Savannah, Georgia, Dallas, Texas. We were in Indiana. You know, we've been in probably, you know, 6, 7, 8 different states in the last few months.
Wow.
So it's one of those things where it's like, all right, we're both, I mean, to the point where we're frazzled and kind of edgy, you know, even with each other. And it's like, You know, we're going to have to, again, there's a
back
big thing.
Back it down but, a little bit. I know.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, in our situation, when you own a gym and you're not participating in two sports, like one of the things that I tell Melissa all the time when she gets frustrated, I go, look, you didn't ask me to coach you to be strong and look cute and look hot in a bikini. If that's the case, then my job is done. We're there. but what you asked me to do is, you want to become a threat for every national Olympic lifting meet to podium, and you want to qualify for the American Open as a master age lifter, which is a huge, huge, you know, it's going to be damn near impossible. Now, can she do it? Yeah. But in the midst of all that, you also want to be an elite power lifter, and she's 55 pounds away in total from that. And just 2 weeks ago hit a lifetime PR in the deadlift. So, you know, in the midst of all that and having a full-time job that, you know, she's a nurse and so it's, you know, it's asking a lot, and we have dogs, and then she lives with me.
Yeah.
You know, so that's none of that is an easy undertaking. And so balance is probably not something that's going to happen. It's going, okay, now that this 3 month period is up, we need to find some time where we kind of, you know, recharge and just kind of to, you know, pull back on the throttle a little bit. She got me, just to give you an idea, she got me for my birthday, which I thought was a really cool gift. I have fished my entire life. I'm from Florida, saltwater fished. I just enjoy fishing. And I've always wanted to try fly fishing, but I just don't have time. So she bought me 3 lessons that the two of us are going to do together, and that's something that
that's
we're hoping
cool.
that when we can kind of get away, you know, will we be good at it? That remains to be seen. But that, you know, fly fishing is one of those things that it's more about the art, you know, the catching the fish will come, you know, but
right.
So it's one of those things that, you know, where she and I can get in a car, go drive to a stream somewhere and chill out for half a day.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And that's, you know what, I need that. I need that. And Lisa and I were just talking about going camping. I just would love to get in the wilderness, off the grid. You know, look, I don't have a cell phone that works, so don't expect me to respond to text messages, and just kind of like chill for a weekend and not have any agenda. That's what I really feel like I need. I know what you're talking about. When you're saying these things, I'm thinking, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, and you know, so that's the thing, you know, because a lot of times that we have learned to accept the fact it's always going to be busy. There's going to be a certain level of chaos. You know, so balance is not really a good term, but it's like, all right, we're going to get in here and we're going to grind away, and then we're going to find these little pockets of time where we can, you know, just kind of recharge and get away. And that's why we changed the schedule on Friday where, you know, maybe we can go have a drink, or maybe we can go eat a neat, you know, meal, or do nothing. You know, we're going to pick up the dogs and go out to the lake and just kind of hang out.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, that's kind of that's where we're at. That's kind of the lesson that we're learning, that, you know, I think a lot of people get together and they share this passion and then they just work themselves to death and have problems.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the lesson there is you're not going to probably find a whole lot of balance, but you'll find these little pockets of time to kind of regroup and recharge.
Let's do this. Let's thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the Science for Humans episode earlier today. Don't forget, they still have bottles of VitaDrive. If you want to try the only multivitamin supplement that has been produced, formulated specifically for hard training individuals, you can get a free bottle. Go to superhumanradio.com. At the right-hand side of the bottom of the homepage, you'll see Dr. Jeff's picture. It says Ask the Scientist. Click that link and ask Dr. Jeff for a free bottle of VitaDrive, V-I-T-A Drive. Make sure you include your mailing address so they can send it to you. Of course, don't forget, listen for the secret word every day during the commercial breaks. When you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com. This week we're giving away $150 worth of books, autographed copies of the Legacy of Iron series written by Brooks Kubik. So listen for that secret word and email it in, and you're entered. And thanks to Coach Wade Johnson. Coach, plug your websites again, please.
Again, you can find me on Facebook. You can look up weightliftingdiscussion.com. There's a forum there. And always reach me at supersquat800@yahoo.com and teamogre@outlook.com.
Thanks for being on the air today, Coach.
Always good to be with you, Carl.
Talk to you soon. And we're going to take a quick break. I'm sorry, not a break. We're going to end the show now. We have nothing else to talk about. We'll be back tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. So thank you for listening today.